We are celebrating Excellent Educators Day here at 101.3 MyFM, brought to you by Achilles Mazda. They're not the biggest, but simply the best. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and right now I'm happy to be joined by high school teacher at Bishop Redding Secondary School, Doreen Bonchu. Doreen, you've been teaching for 6 years now. Why did you start teaching in the first place?
Well, thank you so much, Cameron, for having me today. First of all, I'd like to thank my board, the CRP writing team, for nominating me. And I'm really excited for the interview today. So to answer your question, why did I start teaching? Well, to be honest, I was so blessed to have such amazing and outstanding teachers in high school. So I went to Holy Trinity in Oakville, and a lot of the teachers there that taught me or that I was able to build relationships with, they were literally an extension of my family. So my mom is a single mom, you know, immigrant parent, and she worked really hard, but she didn't really understand the school system. So I really, really leaned on my educators to help me out, and they did that and beyond. So, for example, like guidance counselors, Mr. Lopresti, Mr. Esteban, my basketball coaches, Sole and Vic, just any opportunity to take me to a tournament so I can be seen, and eventually I was able to get recruited. And then obviously they also provided me with excellent academic success. Just off the top of my head, thinking about Pugs, Mowat, Castellarin, there's just so many of them. And just the love that they showed me, I wanted to be able to reciprocate that back to students. And I think the relationship between a student and a teacher is so important, because it's one based on mentorship. And all of those teachers that I mentioned, and a lot more, that there's just so many to say, a lot of them have been great mentors to me. And it's been really cool to see how our relationship has changed from student to teacher. And now I'm like their colleague. So I've been able to like hang out with them as friends, see them have families. They've helped me out with a big parts in my life, too. So the reason why I got into teaching is because of the teachers I had in high school.
And Doreen, to sort of build off of that, everyone always has that one teacher that maybe, you know, gets through to them just a little bit better than the others. You know, some might have more than one. Some maybe weren't lucky to have that one special teacher. I was wondering, Doreen, who was that teacher that when you look back on your life, you say, that was the person that really made that special difference?
You know, it's so hard to just say one teacher, because really, ideally, it takes a village, right? And when I look back, I can think in grade four, I had Madame Oshudi, and she was so special because she was the first Black teacher that I had. And I didn't realize how important it was for me to see her then and there until actually my first year in teaching in 2015. I was actually in a parent-teacher interview, and a parent came up to me and said, when my daughter saw you for the first time, she came home, she was so excited, and she said, Mom, I saw my first Black teacher today. I saw my first Black female teacher today. And that just hit me, right? Because representation is everything. And it was good to know that I could be a role model for my student, and then I was able to kind of reflect on my past and be like, wow, Madame Oshudi, seeing her as a Black woman, as a teacher, it definitely meant something to me. So she's one teacher for sure. And then there's also Mr. Camiso. He was my grade 12 history teacher. He brought a new love for history for me, and his humor. He's just a super cute, super cool human being, and his charisma. That's kind of where I learned from him in terms of like keeping my students engaged. But overall, I'd say the most influential teacher I've had is Teresa Castellarin. Now, Ms. Castellarin was my grade 12 English teacher. And it's so funny because she somehow got me to take English in summer school. You know, most students would want to enjoy their summer, but there's something about her that made me want to spend my summer in her classroom there at HT. And I definitely know what it is now. It's her love for students, her love for literature. She's so compassionate, loving. And I really appreciated how much she she rewarded student voice. And right now, I'm actually so blessed to be able to work with her she's been with me through my entire journey. Like I said, I played at basketball at Laurier. She was there to support me. As I was applying to Teachers College and into the board, she was there to help me out as well. And she was actually, she's been a VP for me at two different schools. And she's actually just recently been promoted to a principal. So it's been really cool to see her growth and her, I really appreciate her being authentic with her experience. And she's just helped me in terms of challenging me and encouraging me to bring diverse texts into the classroom and using different types of curriculum. Again, looking at diverse texts, decolonized texts as well. So she's always pushing me. And I love her for that. She's been supportive in my life in terms of big accomplishments. So, for example, when I got my first home, she literally came over with a barbecue. Like she got a truck and she brought over a barbecue and a table. My birthday for COVID, she was there for me. I met her family. So I'd say overall, the most influential teacher would be her for sure.
So you began teaching in 2015, Doreen. We suddenly find ourselves in 2021 out of nowhere. Has there been a moment, maybe a shining moment, in your career so far?
The shining moment, again, it's hard for me to kind of pinpoint, but the first thing I want to obviously recognize are my students. So it's pretty neat. You know, I kind of noticed, I'm getting old, right? Started in 2015. So now I have some students that are in university, and I think it's really cool that they're able to reach out and ask me questions, and they see me as a mentor too. So that's pretty neat. Currently, right now, a shining moment for me, particularly this year, I've been really focused on incorporating culturally responsive and reflective pedagogy in my classroom, and it's been really neat to see my students make connections. So we're talking about things that are happening in terms of racial injustices that are occurring in the world right now. And just to see them learning new terms such as prejudice, bias, systemic racism, we're able to have these tough conversations in class. And it's cool to see them be able to make connections in terms of what's happening right now. We're making connections to a text that we're reading there. So it's pretty cool to see when that aha moment happens for kids. That's pretty rewarding. Another thing I'd like to highlight in terms of a shining moment so far in my career is being able to work with such a passionate group of teachers who are so exciting and contagious to be around. And that would be the curriculum of writing team. So again, the CRRP writing team I worked with this summer, I was able to work with these groups of teachers, and it was so cool because they're so dedicated to learning and creating resources centered around equity and thinking about different ways to incorporate diverse texts. So we were able to work over the summer doing some PD, and it just brought, again, a new light for me in terms of teaching. And lastly, I'd say another shining moment for me is being able to work and see a lot of powerful women in leadership positions that are in our board. One of those powerful women is actually a very close friend of mine. Her name's Julia Mulligan, and she's a department head at STA. And she's department head of Spec Ed. And it's been so neat to see her journey as a teacher. And that job is tough, but she's able to do it with such poise and grace. And she allows her students to be the best versions of herself. So it's pretty neat to see, again, I can't pick one moment, but my students and being able to work with such amazing people, it allows me to also shine, I guess, if that makes sense.
Now, Doreen, teaching in a normal year is a difficult job. Now, we've had quite the year with the pandemic and social change. What has been the most challenging moment in your career so far?
Yeah, you know what? I'd actually have to say this past year has been, it's probably the toughest year. Again, you're talking about the pandemic. I had to move school. On top of that, as a Black woman, as a teacher, me looking at and seeing, you know, George Floyd, seeing all those racial injustices that were happening on TV, and kind of thinking about how am I going to bring those conversations into the classroom. So I call those like day after lessons, right? And I could think like 2 weeks ago, Capitol Hill, that was hard. I couldn't sleep trying to figure out how am I going to get this message. Like, how am I going to get, like, what am I going to talk to the kids about? Because you want to make sure you get it right, right? But then also you have 2 weeks later, right, the inauguration. And then you're like, wow, what a great opportunity to be a teacher and share such an amazing poem with the kids. Again, when we're looking at George Floyd, I was able to write some sort of piece to kind of share my feelings and have be able to have my students kind of share how they're feeling as well. So that's challenging too, but I think it's really neat again because I'm able to create a courageous space for my students and then try to guide them and facilitate them into expressing themselves in a positive way. I think another challenging part that I should mention is, for me, like I said earlier, being a Black teacher, I definitely have a lot of allies, but sometimes it could be isolating in the sense that I don't see a lot of Black leadership. But I have seen one woman in particular. Her name is Kike Ojo-Thompson, and she's a principal consultant doing equity. And just seeing how, again, she carries herself, she was brought into our board to help with equity training. And to see her it's honestly shifted how I teach and how I see myself as an educator. So again, her her impact on me and in my life and my career shows me again why representation is so important. So I would say those are kind of the two challenges, like those day after lessons. And then for me specifically, my social location as a Black female teacher, seeing that there's kind of a lack of Black leadership and education that I can kind of relate to.
Let's take a look at the future, because some teachers, you know, they make careers of 50, sometimes 60 years of just teaching. Others, they move up the ladder to become principals or superintendents. Others make more lateral moves to stay in the industry, but maybe they're doing other things as well. Where do you see your career, Doreen, going moving forward?
You know, I'm very blessed that, like, to have a job, you know, that you love. I'm working with kids. They're so much fun. I honestly have too much fun with these kids. I love the classroom. I love lesson planning. I love hanging out with the kids. But again, in this year, I've been, like, just looking at policy and how education works, I've been noticing how, you know, change kind of happens when you go higher up, right? So it's been pretty cool to see, like, my current administration looking at our school improvement plan and kind of focusing on equity, seeing how an administration are able to kind of change the culture of the school. So I think leadership is something that I'm definitely open to, because I think leadership is just amazing overall, right? Especially being a Catholic teacher. We're all trying to strive to walk like Christ, right? To lead like Christ did. And like I said, now that I'm in this, I believe that I'm probably going into this path of equity. I know equity is a very important leadership competency, and I think that's something I kind of want to stick with. So we'll see what options are available right now. But definitely, I do know the impact that leaders do have, and I think I have something to give. I think I have something to give.
As we wrap things up here, Doreen, I was wondering if you had any advice for, you know, maybe you have some students in your high school teaching that are thinking about becoming teachers, or maybe just, you know, those students in teachers college that are trying to make that next jump. Do you have any advice for those people?
Some advice I'd say, first of all, you know, teaching, if you do it really well, it's a hard job. But it's super rewarding, and the rewards come with the relationships that you build, like I talked about earlier in my earlier responses. It's important to love what you're doing as a teacher, because your students deserve that. They deserve your best, because they can feel your passion, right? It's not a job where you can hide, right? Your students feel your energy every day, so you need to show up to them. You need to show up for them. So like I was saying earlier, those day after lessons, your students can feel how you're feeling. So you need to really be committed into doing that. Another thing too, I would say, I would like to express that, you know, if there's any racialized students out there or young people out there, they should go into teaching, because it's a reputable profession, and you are able to make an impact. Whether it's small or big, you are able to make an impact. And we do need more representation in this field. So that's the advice I would give to younger teachers or students that are looking into going into teaching.
All right. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for doing this, Doreen.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a blessing.